Welcome to Pulp and Paper Radio International, the first place to hear the latest in worldwide pulp and paper news. We're coming to you from Duluth, Georgia, in the United States.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to this Sunday, December 11th. 2022 edition of Nips by Pulp and Paper Radio International. I am your host, Steve Roush. We welcome your breaking news. We welcome it. Just send me an email with breaking news in the subject line to steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. That's steve.roush@ipulpmedia.com. Leading off today, Canfor will reduce Canadian production due to weak market conditions. Also making headlines this past week, Twin Rivers Paper will be selling its lumber mill in New Brunswick, Canada. We'll have more on these stories later in our show today, and we'll be back right after this.
When you're thinking of balers, the very best in versatility, innovation, safety, and performance comes from Seabright Products. Since 1984, Seabright has been serving the waste handling and recycling industry with equipment that is designed and built to last. Whatever your need is for a baler, big or small, Seabright Products can help. Give them a call today, 800-253-0532, or check them out at www.seabrightproducts.com.
We're back, and now let's take a look at last week's financial news from the PM40. The PM40 ended the week on Friday, December 9th at 52.18, down 61 points or 1.2% from the December 2nd close. Declining shares outpaced gainers by a 7-2 margin. Over the same week, the Invesco Equal Weight S&P 500 Exchange Traded Fund was down 3.3%. Among the PM40 companies, the week's biggest winners were Suzano, gaining 6.2%, followed by UPM, up 4.5%. The biggest decliner for the week was Mercer International, closing down 12%. Now, over the past year, Resolute Forest Products has been the top performer, up 60%, and the deepest decliner has been Glatfelter, down 79%. Over the same 12-month period, the Invesco S&P Tracker is down 3.3%, while the PM40 is down 1.5%, and we'll be back right after this.
Hear this? That is the sound of well-running equipment in an industrial setting. If your equipment is going pow, bang, thump, 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 you've got problems. You need Failure Prevention Associates. Failure Prevention Associates are equipment condition monitoring specialists. Whether your equipment is old as the hills or the latest Industry 4.0 installation, Failure Prevention Associates can get you humming fast. Don't guess. Make decisions from a position of knowledge. www.failureprevention.com. Phone number 832-930-0756. Silence is golden.
Looking for an industrial general contractor who specializes in equipment installation and maintenance? With over 133 years experience in the pulp and paper industry, C.R. Meyer has the knowledge, skill, and experience for any project. From simple small projects to complex large challenges, call C.R. Meyer. We have skilled craftspeople, project managers, architects and engineers available to capture and construct your vision. Complete your next project to the highest standards safely. Contact C.R. Meyer at 800-236-6650 or crmeyer.com.
We're back, and now stand by for news. Dateline Helsinki. Stora Enso and Huhtamäki advance European Paper Cup Recycling Initiative with new partners. The Cup Collective, a program founded by Stora Enso and Huhtamäki to capture the value of used paper cups throughout recycling through recycling at an industrial scale, has welcomed its first partners. The new partners include McDonald's, SSP, the Food Travel Experts C2 Center, and the National Railway Company of Belgium, also affectionately known as the SNCP, all further supporting the initiative's ability to significantly increase paper cup recycling volumes in Europe. Now, the Cup Collective Initiative, which is the first of its kind in Europe, aims at recycling 500 million paper cups in Europe within the first 2 years. Wow. The first paper cup collection bins are now available in public venues throughout Brussels, including restaurants and transit hubs. Collected cups are recycled in facilities in the region, including Stora Enso's site in Langebrugge, Belgium. Partnership in the Cup Collective is open to a wide range of stakeholders, both within and outside the value chain, including food production providers, retailers, transportation services, waste collectors and management services, and other actors across Europe, not including Frank Sinatra. The initiative today gathered its new partners at other interested stakeholders in Brussels, Belgium, for a panel discussion to highlight the program's implementation. That's a hard word to say sometimes, folks. Dayline Rosemont, Illinois. Appvion announces a leadership transition. Appvion, a Winchurch Capital LP portfolio company, announced last week that Paul Sharapata, former president and CEO of recently acquired Nakusa Coated Products LLC, has been named CEO of the Appvion platform. The current CEO, Lori Andrade, will transition to the board of directors. With more than 25 years of industry experience, Paul brings a wealth of knowledge to Appvion. Paul started his career at Avery Dennison, leading engineering operations in several growth businesses. He later entered the private equity arena, joining Dunsern Partners, and then transitioned into the CEO role of the portfolio company Nakusa. Leading Nakusa with the support of dedicated team members, Paul successfully transformed the business by completing 9 acquisitions with 3 different private equity partners. Friends, how do you listen to Pulp and Paper Radio International? If you have an iPhone or Android, just go to the podcast icon, search Pulp and Paper Radio International. From there, it's quite easy to set up your phone so that all of our episodes of all of our shows are downloaded to your phone automatically. Dayline Israel and Massachusetts. Sealed Air invests $8 million in HICOM through strategic collaboration. HICOM last week announced an $8 million investment by Sealed Air Corporation in the context of a strategic collaboration between the two companies. The scope of the strategic collaboration includes the following components. First, developing new product offerings, expansion into new segments, and enabling manufacturing efficiencies by leveraging HICOM technology. An $8 million investment in the form of convertible debt and 15% warrants to be covered by the 5th anniversary of the effective date at a price of 3.1 NIS per share, and additional warrants to be granted against a possible future purchases up to $20 million of HICOM's products and services over a 3-year period. And we'll be back right after this.
This is Jim Thompson with Paparitalo Publications. I want to introduce a new sponsor, which we are really excited to have on board. The Norexico Exchange is a regulated marketplace exchange for pulp and paper futures contracts. Today we are talking with Miles Cohen, Norexico's North American consultant. Miles, what does Norexico do for the pulp and paper industry?
Norexico offers trading in cash-settled financial futures. No physical delivery involved. These instruments are used to manage price risk for paper mills that use pulp as feedstock. While Norexico has been doing this for some time with European, South American, and Asian mill groups, they now have expanded in North America with a representative located here. Me, Miles Cohen. Reach me at 803-807-8923. That's 803-807-8923. Or visit Norexico at norexico.com. That's norexeco.com.
Steam is a powerful energy source. When you need to keep steam on the steam side and fuel, coal, gas, bark, or black liquor on the fire side, you need RMR Mechanical. The leading industrial boiler and mechanical contractor in the United States, we specialize in recovery boiler outages. Tight timetables, difficult conditions, and exacting work standards, all done to the highest levels of safety, require RMR Mechanical. Whether you have a routine outage, new installation, or an emergency, RMR Mechanical can be trusted to perform to meet your needs. Contact RMR Mechanical at rmrmechanical.com.
We're back, and now back to the news. Dateline Vancouver, British Columbia. Canfor to reduce Canadian production due to weak market conditions. Canfor Corporation is announcing a temporary reduction in Canadian production due to very weak market conditions. The production will be reduced through curtailments at all solid wood facilities in British Columbia and Alberta. Now, this will remove approximately 150 million board feet in December and January. The curtailments will start and will be implemented on December 19, 2022, and will range from 1 to 4 weeks across its Canadian operations. The company will continue to adjust operating rates to align with market conditions and anticipates that the majority of its British Columbia facilities will operate below full capacity in the new year. Here comes a quote, quote, due to the significant decrease in demand for solid wood products and challenging economic conditions, we are temporarily curtailing production in Canada. We will be working to mitigate the impact on our employees by providing support and identifying meaningful work during the downtime, said Don Kane, president and CEO of Canfor. Dayline Canada. Twin Rivers Paper sells its lumber mill in New Brunswick, Canada. Twin Rivers Paper Company has reached a definitive agreement to sell its softwood lumber mill in Plaster Rock, New Brunswick, to Eastern Canadian lumber manufacturer and North American forest products leader, Groupe Lebel. Groupe Lebel is a longtime supplier to Twin Rivers Paper. Now, the transaction includes a long-term supply agreement for the Plaster Rock Mill to continue providing Twin Rivers Paper with byproducts, chips, and biomass utilized by the company's pulp and paper cogeneration operations in New Brunswick, or Edmonton, New Brunswick. Pending regulatory and provincial review, the transaction is expected to close in the early first quarter of 2023. Dateline Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin. 70 employees to be laid off as part of Wisconsin Rapids Sunoco closure. Following a report in November that Sunoco would discontinue its tube and core operations at its facility at 800 Fremont Street in Wisconsin Rapids, the company announced this past Tuesday that 70 employees would be laid off as part of the closure. Now, in a letter to the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, Karen Parker, Regional Human Resources Manager at Sunoco, said Sunoco Wisconsin Cores LLC is permanently closing its facility at 800 Fremont Street. She said the company expects there'll be 70 affected employees as part of the closure, and the facility is part of a union and does have bumping rights. Layoffs are expected to begin March 31st, Parker said. Christy Thompson, Sunoco's global marketing and communications representative, confirmed in November that the company told its employees on November 17th about the decision to shut down operations. Now, Thompson said the decision was driven by inflation as well as an excess machine and facility capacity throughout the organization. Thompson said the company contacted all stakeholders and shared the news with them. According to Sunoco's website, the company operates at multiple locations in Wisconsin Rapids, including a facility on 10th Avenue North, 1st Avenue North, 3rd Avenue North, and Fremont Street. And that's about enough about that. And we'll be back right after this.
It sounded smart to roll the steam system into your new machine package. Seemed like it was almost free. One vendor, one source of responsibility. Seemed to make a lot of sense. But that was 3 years ago. And now finding a specialist at that vendor to optimize your steam system is like trying to pick the winner in a lottery. Call one number, 770-447-1400, to be assured your call is answered by someone who knows steam systems. We don't care who made it or how long ago. We can fix it, optimize it. We can take care of your needs. Don't worry about your steam system. Call Fulton Systems at 770-447-1400.
Attention, papermakers and industry professionals. Want to get an edge? If you haven't stocked up on selections from the Papa Italo Library, you're missing out. From our latest title, The Proper Production Meeting, to owning your own Nip Impressions Library, there is something for everyone. Written by industry stalwart Jim Thompson, the voice of the pulp and paper industry, these are great reads and must-haves for both the industry veteran and industry novice. Check out the Papa Italo Library today. Look for the ads on Nip Impressions at www.nipimpressions.com.
Dateline Grand Rapids, Michigan. UFP Packaging acquires Titan Corrugated and its affiliate, All Boxed Up, adding corrugated conversion to its industrial packaging offerings. UFP Industries announced that its affiliate, UFP Packaging LLC, has acquired Titan Corrugated Incorporated, a manufacturer of corrugated packaging products, and its affiliate, All Boxed Up LLC, a corrugated box distributor. The combined companies had trailing 12-month sales through October 2022 of approximately $46.5 million. Now, founded in 2003 by Jean Renault, the Titan's primary products include boxes used in moving and storage, jumbo boxes for industrial products, corrugated shipping containers, and point-of-purchase displays. All Boxed Up distributes common box sizes manufactured by Titan throughout the United States. Titan operates a highly automated facility in Flower Mound, Texas. Jean Renault and his leadership team will remain with the company. Dateline Canada. British Columbia rules that Tolko must pay $343,000 costs for fighting 2016 wildfire. A British Columbia Supreme Court judge has upheld more than $343,000 in cost recovery fines that were handed to a forestry company for starting a wildfire in 2016. A decision posted Monday says the wildfire near Nazco in central British Columbia burned about 4 square kilometers after escaping from a debris pile that a contractor set on fire at a Tolko Industries cut block. The court heard that four so-called holdover fires were reported by Tolko to the British Columbia Wildfire Service for starting active fires in the spring of 2016. Now, the fires burned under the snow-covered ground for periods ranging from 6 weeks to 5 months after they were thought to have been put out, but the wildfire near Nazco was the only one that escaped the cut block. Tolko initially won an appeal through the Forest Appeals Commission, which overturned the pay order, saying that the company was exempt under the wildfire regulation because it didn't intend to start the fire and found the blaze was a result of forestry activity. However, the Supreme Court Justice Michael Brundret says in his decision that the commission made a mistake when it interpreted fire to mean wildfire, separating the intentional act of starting the burn pile from the wildfire that resulted from it. Dateline Atlanta, Georgia, WestRock acquisition of Grupo Gondi complete. WestRock Company announced that it's completed the acquisition of the remaining interest in Grupo Gondi for $970 million U.S. plus the assumption of debt. The transaction is immediately accretive to earnings subject to customary purchase price allocations. Now, the acquisition of Grupo Gondi includes four paper mills, 9 corrugated packaging plants, 6 high graphic plants throughout Mexico that produce sustainable packaging for a wide range of end markets in the region, and a partridge in a pear tree. This acquisition will enhance the company's leading position in the growing Latin American containerboard, paperboard, and consumer and corrugated packaging markets, the company said. Here comes a quote, quote, "We are pleased to welcome the Grupo Gondi team to WestRock," said David B. Sewell, WestRock President and Chief Executive Officer. Dave continues, quote, "The addition of Grupo Gondi's operations in Mexico enables us to better serve the Latin American market with our broad portfolio of paper packaging solutions. The capability and expertise that this team brings to WestRock will help us to continue to produce complete packaging solutions for our customers," end of quote. WestRock said additional information will be provided during WestRock's first quarter conference call. Well, that's our show for the day, folks. Have a great week, everyone. Be safe, and thank you for listening to Pulp and Paper Radio International. Thank you for listening to our show today. We appreciate your support. Make sure you're always reading the highest-ranked e-newsletters in the worldwide pulp and paper industry. They are GlobalPaperMoney.com and NipImpressions.com. This program has been produced by Pulp and Paper Radio International, now in its 10th year of delivering worldwide pulp and paper news when and where the listener desires. Copyright 2022, all rights reserved. And remember, whatever you do, please do it safely. We'll be talking to you soon.